All right, and as previously stated, we are so excited to have Sister Clark, who's going to be talking to us this morning. We love, appreciate, and have great respect for Sister Clark. In recent weeks, Sister Clark has spoken to the entire church, and she has shown great love and concern for the church and for each and every one of us, and we thank her for that. And with that said, I'm going to go ahead and let Sister Clark take the floor at this time. All right, Sister Clark, go right ahead.
Good morning, Truth Church. It is such a wonderful day to be living for the Lord, and I love all of you so much. I'm so thankful for you and for your support and your love. And we want you to know, Pastor Clark and I, that we love you so much and thank God for you and pray for you all the time. I don't know if you remember, a few weeks ago, we had a scavenger hunt. And we have never announced the winners, or I have never announced the winners to that scavenger hunt. So first thing right off this morning, I would like to announce the winners. There's quite a few of you, and it was very, very challenging to figure out who really won, because there were a lot of you that called in at the same time. So I'm going to start out with our first category, which was your favorite stuff. And the winner of the one that found that the first and got it to me the first was Little Rose Espinosa. This is Brother Art and Sister Lisa's little granddaughter and Angel and Yvette's little girl. So you are the winner, Rose, and I will be having a prize for you. I will be having a prize for all of you that won. The second one that won in that category at the very same time was Malachi Jimenez. Malachi, you won also with Rose. You tied, and so both of you are going to get a prize. The next category was a child's Band-Aid, and the person that won that was Bentley Rowell. Bentley Rowell, you were the winner of the picture with the Band-Aid. The next one in that category were the crayons. And the winner for the crayons was Klein Rowell. So Klein, you will be getting a prize. The next one category was your favorite book. And the winner of that favorite book picture is Jessamine. Jessamine, you were the winner of that. So you'll be receiving a prize. Stephen Orell won with the coins. He got back with all of the coins. There were some that sent pictures with coins, but not every one of them. And Stephen, you have every coin. So you're the winner of that. The next one was something that starts with the letter B. And there was only one entry in that, and that was Margarita. She had a bobby pin. And so she won that one. The next one, we have four winners, and it was the cotton ball. And we had four winners that sent in their picture at the very same time. Brother Tulak, Sister Gina, Sister Jessica, and Sister Lisa. Congratulations. You all won that category. Our next category was the iron. We don't use irons as we used to, but we have two winners for that. And the winners are Sister Cindy and Sister Amber. You are the winners of getting the picture with an iron. The next one was a screwdriver, and the winner of that was Sister Janice. You are the winner for that. Our next one was the water hose. Sister Pat Boggs, and Sister Linda, which is Sister Cindy's mother. One with the water hose, so you'll be getting a prize for that. And last but not least was a thimble. And we can probably all guess who might have won that. Sister Helen, you won the category of the thimble. So that was fun. We had a good time, but I wanted to get back in and announce those winners. I just want to talk to you for just a few minutes this morning. I'm not going to be long, really short probably, but I just want to read the words to a song that has always meant so much to me through the years, and even today it means so much. It's just a simple little chorus that we used to sing, and it goes like this. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see him. One look at his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run this race till we see Christ. That song, it just means a lot to me. And I know we've all been through some things recently that we never dreamed that we would face. But you know what? Whatever you're facing today, whatever you're going through, seeing Jesus and being saved and going to heaven is going to be worth everything that we have to go through here on earth. 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7 says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. James 1 and 12 says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. It is going to be worth it all, church, no matter what we face, no matter what we have to go through. We've just got to keep our eyes on the prize. We've got to keep our eyes on what is important, and that is being saved. That's all that matters, is that we are saved. On April 30th, I had an anniversary of having the Holy Ghost for 60 years. I received the Holy Ghost on April 30th of 1960. I know I've shared a little bit of my testimony, and I don't have a testimony of what the Lord has delivered me from. I have a testimony of what the Lord kept me from. And that, young people, and those of you that are young and your life is ahead of you, is a powerful testimony that you can say, God kept me from all of these things that I could have had to face or go through. And it's just as powerful of a testimony to be thankful for that God had mercy and kept you through all of these things. I remember the night that I got the Holy Ghost. I remember it very vividly in my mind. I can take you to the church. I can take you to the location. It was in Turlock, California, on Center Street. The building is no longer there. It was just an old church, and small, but I remember seeking for the Holy Ghost many, many times, and for long, and people praying with me and tarrying with me in the altar. But I remember when I began to speak with tongues, and I really, really remember that, and it's vivid in my mind. And then I remember when I was baptized in the name of Jesus. And back in the days of long ago, our baptistry was in the floor underneath the platform, and we lifted up a big lid, and I remember going down in the water, and it was cold. We didn't have heated water back then. It was cold, but I remember it. I am third generation Pentecost. My grandmother came into the church and my grandfather, and then they raised my mother. Well, actually, she was a teenager when they came to God, but she lived for God. So my grandchildren are fifth generation Pentecost, and I pray that their testimony someday will be that God kept them through some things that they didn't have to face because they were raised in the church. But my mother was a teenager when her parents were filled with the Holy Ghost. But when my mother was a young woman, she walked away from God, and she met my father, and she married him, and he was not a believer. So she was out of church for a period of time, but then she prayed back through. She came back to God before she had her children. And when she had her children, she said, I am going to raise them in the church. And that is what she did. And that is the only life that I remember. My father did not live for God for a long time. He was a wonderful man. You would have loved my dad if you could have known him. He laughed. He had a contagious laugh. And I don't know if you remember me talking about laughter does good like a medicine. Well, my father had a very contagious laugh. He was a wonderful man, wonderful father, but he did not live for God. He did not oppose us living for God. But I remember one afternoon when I was 16 years old, my dad walked into our living room and he said, I just want to ask a question. He said, would any of you be opposed to me being baptized tonight at church? We got so excited. I was 16 years old, but I felt like just a little girl. I was so excited. We all got so excited and we ran to church that night and saw who could get there first to tell him our dad was going to get baptized. And we didn't know it, but our pastor at that time had been teaching him a Bible study without us even knowing it. And he received the revelation of the oneness of God. And he received the Holy Ghost on his way to work one day in his truck. And God filled him with the Holy Ghost, and he was a faithful man, became a pillar in our church. He was one of the deacons in our church, and he was a wonderful man, wonderful father. My mother was faithful to God, and she raised us in church. When we were growing up, if there was church, we knew we were going. There wasn't a question of, are we going to go to church today or not? No, we knew if there was church, we were going. Even though during our growing up, my dad didn't go, but my mom took it. And I know many of you remember my mother. She lived with us, and she was here in our church for a while back, and she was a case. She used to tell us all the time, work on your speed. She was really funny, but if you could have known her before she became sick with dementia, and she was a wonderful, kind, gentle woman, but she was very strong. She never spoke against I never heard her speak against the pastor or any of the leaders in the church. Never do I have one memory of her speaking against anything in the church. I remember when there were some problems that arose in our church, and a lot of her family rose up against the pastor. She stood with the pastor, even though she had to make a stand against her own family. She did it. I am so thankful that I had the privilege of being raised in the church. My father always stood with the man of God, and I'm thankful for both of their example. They taught us that no matter what we face in life, there's not an option of quitting or giving up. We've got to make it, church. We can't even think about giving up. This time that we've been through just recently lets us know that the Lord is coming soon. A lot of people have referred to this time as a dress rehearsal. We've read in the Word of God how that in the end time, all of these things are going to come to pass. We are seeing them come to pass before our eyes. And church, this needs to be a wake-up call to us. This is a dress rehearsal. It could be the beginning of the end for this world, not for us. It could be just the beginning for us of our eternal life with God. But it behooves us to make sure that our hearts are right. Young people, there's nothing in this world that is worth losing your soul over and not making it to heaven. I am so thankful that God has kept his hand upon us through this time. It will be worth it all, church, no matter what we have to face, if we stand strong. I just want to read the words to that song one more time at the end here. And it says, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see him. One look at his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run this race till we see Christ. I love you all. Run the race bravely. Don't even think about giving up. I love you. Brother Vic, I'm turning this back to you right now. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Clark, for this great testimony this morning. First of all, thank you for remembering to mention all of our prize winners. Sister Clark has been wanting to mention those, so thank you first of all for that, Sister Clark, and also thank you for sharing your powerful testimony, and thank you for reminding us that we need to keep our eye on the prize, and it is going to be worth it all. And with that said, church, let's have that joy and that laughter that Sister Clark spoke about. Let's have that in our voice and in our spirit the remainder of this day. And let's be meditating and thinking on everything that Sister Clark shared with us this morning. Praise God. And with that said, we are looking forward to another great testimony devotion service tonight with our youth. We're going to have several of our young people that are going to be sharing some great testimonies tonight, and we look forward to that. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and break off now, but everyone be praying and thinking on the great words Sister Clark shared with us this morning. God bless all of you all. Amen.